It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. NRRI and Sea Grant have teamed up to bolster their water quality work with their new employee, Tiffany Sprague. She will be splitting her time between the two organizations to kind of blend the research of stormwater management best practices with community outreach. And she joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Tiffany, good morning. Did they tell you that talking to the news media first thing in the morning was going to be part of your new duties?
No, so this was an exciting surprise for me.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background and what you're hoping to accomplish. You know, when they say, you know, what do you bring to the position in the interview? What are you bringing?
Yeah, you know, so I've actually been in Duluth for 8 years now, kind of as a perpetual grad student at UMD in the Water Science Department, with a lot of focus on taking science and giving that back to managers or planners or the communities to help them figure out what are some of the good things that they could be doing that's based on all this great science that we do here at the university. And then I was really fortunate enough to kind of move that graduate work into a career here. And so really what we're looking at is trying to take all this great science done here at NRI, but across the entire university system, and give that back to our local communities and help them figure out what are some of these ways that you can manage water troubles that we have, and what are some of those ways that you can help your residents or homeowners or businesses also look at water issues that they may have on their property. So it's really this great blend of taking the things that scientists do, and you know they're trained to science, and then taking the great things that communicators do, and they're trained to communicate, and kind of blending both of those worlds.
You know, there's been a lot of conversation when it comes to climate science. There's been a lot of conversation about how come we're not getting the message. And some of that blame criticism was famously explained to me by one of my mentors, Don Shelby, who had explained that, you know, the news media was really trying to cover both sides of the story. And in this particular instance, you don't cover a side that isn't based in fact, but then that scientists famously were not trained as communicators. They did have sometimes a difficult time. Anybody who's ever talked to a scientist or an engineer, or I don't know, maybe anybody who's really excellent in their field, they use their internal jargon. They talk over the heads of people. And sometimes they do a great job, like you say, at sciencing, but not such a great job as communicating.
Yep.
So obviously you're 100% on board with that. And do you feel that there needs to be more either scientists trained like you or more people doing the kind of work that you're hoping to do?
You know, I think it's really a blend of both. And the university system, I think, sets up a nice system to have scientists work with communicators. You know, that's the entire extension arm kind of the university. So that is Sea Grant, and that's what happens out of the main U, and we have extension agents up here at UMD and across all the university systems. You know, so I think the university world sees that there's a need for that, but I think there can be great, we could keep building those ties between those extension agents and kind of those scientists. And I think maybe some of that's just a lack of awareness that those people even exist and that scientists could capitalize and utilize on those individuals. And so I think, you know, Sea Grant and NRI are a little ahead of the game here, realizing that there is this strong need, and that by really defining a role that is shared, and really clearly defines that there's a person who does both of those things, you know, I think they're taking that step ahead. At the same time, though, as citizens, as residents, as members of our communities, I think there's things that we could be doing as well, right? You could be taking actions on your property to think about how you manage stormwater or other related resources. Getting involved in citizen science is a really great way for you to see a little bit of a glimpse of what scientists do and how they're really trying to get that data out to the public in a way that's usable. And, you know, then from there, you could become almost a little leader in maybe that's your block or your neighborhood or whatever related organization you're in, to be able to communicate some of those things that you learn through your community science or through your communications with scientists.
One of the things you've no doubt noticed about our community is that there are no shortage of groups and organizations that are working to protect the environment. There are whole chunks of groups dedicated to birds, dedicated to habitat, dedicated to water, dedicated to the lake, dedicated to the river, dedicated to air quality, all of these many, many different groups. Are you hoping that, again, some of the work that you're hoping to do in terms of being able to communicate these things more effectively, either that it's going to start to take on a little bit of momentum, that other groups might copy it, or maybe even more directly, other groups might say, hey, come on in and talk with our researchers and, you know, give us some tips so that we can go out into the community and be better communicators about these really, really important points?
Yes. I think, yes, it's all of that. You know, as we know, we live in a really great place. You know, Duluth as a whole, or this northeastern Minnesota region, I will go so far as to say, is pretty progressive when we think about, you know, protection or proper management of our natural resources. And so being able to bring together these vast groups to start having some of those conversations, I think, is great. And I think I see it happening. You know, I'm actually involved in, obviously, a number of those organizations. And I've been in meetings, you know, for example, our Wilds One organization focused on native plants. I've had many presentations from extension agents from the university there communicating that science that the researchers are doing, as well as the outreach that they're doing. So I think it's happening. I think we're kind of on this cusp of building momentum around it. And I'm just really excited to see how that's going to continue on for the next couple of years and really to see how that's going to flourish.
Well, Tiffany, welcome to your, not to the community, obviously, because you've been here for quite a while, but welcome to your new position. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to have you as a guest many, many times in the future to communicate with us about stuff in nice little short words that we can understand.
Thank you so much.
Tiffany Sprague this morning, our guest on Green Visions. NRRI and Sea Grant have teamed up to bolster the water quality work show with Tiffany. She'll be splitting her time between the two organizations to talk about science, stormwater management best practices, and community outreach and effective communication about those issues. Exciting work, of course, going on here at UMD. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.